We have clocked 50 years of our independence, of our freedom. And I'm proud to celebrate this and to recognize this because the Zambian people have decided that we stay united, stay peaceful, and we stay welcoming to all those who wish to come and live with us.
Zambia is celebrating 50 years of independence, but sadly, the president, Michael Sata, is out of the country. He's ill. Do you think news surrounding his health could have been handled differently?
Definitely. I can say this because I was president myself. And as a human being, from time to time, I fell ill. I would have a flu and find it difficult to get up and face people. I would change my program and ask my vice president to please quickly pack your bag and fly to Australia to the Commonwealth Conference for me because I can't go there. So unfortunately, this is not the case, but it doesn't take away the fact that our president, if indeed he is unwell, that he deserves our prayers. We all need to wish him a quick recovery and wish his family strength to look after him.
How do people feel about this?
I'm sure they feel disappointed. They're not happy about it. I see it from reading the papers. They feel let down that somebody thinks that the president belongs to them and they should manipulate the amount of news that goes to the people.
Do you agree that Zambia needs to remain stable both economically and politically so as to not upset foreign investment?
Well, you see, foreign investment is very sensitive. They're also sensitive to what is happening to the people already in the country who are investing in the country. Or, let's say, Zambians who are businessmen. The foreign investor wants to know how are they doing because they want to be able to plan.
Do you plan to return to politics?
Obviously, I am a politician and I listen, I see it, I hear it, I get phoned to. And many of my friends in my office, when they meet people, this is a current topic in this country and so on. But as I always say to them, like them, I'm also listening.